Ginger OTR mobile room.
Yankee Charlie India repeater check.
KQ4 Yankee Charlie India, this is November 0 Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. You're doing just fine. Full quiet.
Very much for that. I do appreciate that.
Roger. We're in Greer. Just headed down to Wally World, the most dangerous parking lot in the world.
Simpsonville, and I'm just getting ready to belt out your favorite 12 to 3 radio show.
8-9?
And WORD, yes, sir.
You got that right. Going to terrorize us.
Rest, I'm just Bill. Terrorist.
Nice to meet you, Bill. Tara's the one of a morning. She's the kind of radio terrorist, I guess. I listen to her every morning while I'm shaving and getting woke up and out of a semi-comatose state.
She's on. I'm trying to get my stuff together as I'm in the semi-comatose state, and then I go out and run the hounds.
I love dogs. And what is the name of your show on there, Bill? I don't remember. Sometimes I listen to it through the day.
Bill Frady.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Bill, I'm 77 years old, and when I hear the name, though, I surely recognize it. Thank you for what you do. It's the only place in the world we can get truthful news.
Promise I made to my first sergeant in 1990. I have to do it every day.
There went a... I guess it was a... What was it? Fire department heading north. Fires are not good this time of year. Boy, they got a lot of them up north there.
Yes, sir, they... I've been seeing the Skywarn stuff about... No burn and this, that, and the other. It's bad. It's bad, bad, bad. But check it out. I'm going to fire up and everything. I just do my radio checks and make sure I'm 5x5. And it was very good to speak with you. I frequent this one, this frequency, and Camp Croft.
Thank you, sir, and God bless you for what you do. And you said you was Army?
Sir.
And I was Navy many years ago. Well, thank you for your service, sir. You have a great day, and carry on. This is N0TR.
Thank you, Charlie India. Clear. Good speaking with you, sir.
Well, N0TR.
I'm in Bernice, N4ZLK Mobile.
I haven't heard you in a little while. How you been, buddy?
I just ran some errands this morning and headed home to do a little around the house and get ready for work starting tomorrow. I know you don't know what that is. That WORK work, that thing that people do, they get a check for and have to report to people. I'm not sure if you remember that or not.
You keep paying our Social Security. shoot. So you have off... the weekends, is that what it is, Shane?
Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Hey, that's a great schedule. I used to have that years ago up in Joplin, Missouri. And we worked Friday 10 hours, Saturday 12, and Sunday 12. We worked 34 hours and got paid for 40. That was a good deal.
Worked a weekend shift at a plant years ago that was kind of like that. You worked two 12-hour shifts. And you got paid for 36. But anyway, did you enjoy that YouTube video I sent you? You've probably seen it before, but I watch it every once in a while, and it's really inspiring.
Absolutely phenomenal. I sent you back a note and told you I really enjoyed it. I sent it to Gary, KI4DOS, and some of my friends up in Kansas, and every one of them had the same response. I've been around the SR-71 a couple of times in museums, and it is just still amazing. Well, it still holds the speed records. But it's an incredible airplane, and it's funny that everywhere they went, they kind of were known that they were there because they used JP7, and most planes use JP4 and JP5, and so they always had to have their own special tankers there to refuel them, the KC-135, Shane.
They had to fuel all the time because as fast as they burned through that fuel.
I think as soon as they took off, when they got up to like 6,000 or 8,000 feet, they refueled immediately. And, well, when you're cruising 2,000 miles an hour, you're using a little bit of gas. You're kind of like keeping it in passing gear, ain't it? Well, I just love that. That guy is a phenomenal speaker as well as a phenomenal man.
A cut above. Not many people could do what he did or go through what he did and then still accomplish that much. I think my favorite part of that story was when the Russian pilot came over here and what he brought his MiG with him, what I can't remember what they call it, but where he turns himself into the American government and wants asylum. And then he was asking that guy, how could Americans build something in 1968 that we couldn't keep up with in the late 1980s, early 90s? And the response he got was because people here were free.
That's a fact. Well, I think it was the MiG-25, if I'm not mistaken, and I could be. But it was just a sheer hot rod, and it had phenomenal speed, but it couldn't even compare with the SR-71. But God, to go through what he went through and still wind up at the top there, that's like your stepson there being able to fly B-1B. It's just incredible. And those are special people.
Yeah, they have a few bragging rights, but I always like it when they're a little, even though they deserve it, they're a little humble about it. You know, I know they work hard and they deserve it, but it comes across easier when they're not flaunting in your face. Like I've known a few, I'm sure you have too.
That video, and I really appreciate it. That was just phenomenal. But I had heard that one where they were giving out their speeds to the air traffic controllers, and the F-15 pilot was bragging, and then he come on there. Yeah, I see it, Bernice. And then he come on there, and he heard the click in the back seat, which I'm surprised. Shoot. Well, Bernice, huh? Oh, okay, hang on. Fucking Shane, sorry about that. Shut off that stupid beeper. Just tell me not to run over this pole.
You ever did it without all those warnings, Tom? Anyway, I'm pulling in the driveway. You and Bernice have a good day. Wanted to say hello. And glad you're feeling better. You sound like you're doing a lot better than you were the end of last week. N0TR, N4ZLK.
Yeah, I have my ups and downs. That my body don't like that shook inside of me from my kidney down to my bladder. And it was really great talking to that Bill Frady from 98.9. That's unusual to get to talk to a famous radio personality. I love that channel, but I just listen to it of a morning, usually with Tara on there. And sometimes I hear him. And then that guy at night, only he screams too much. But I listen to him when I'm in the shower. Anyways, take care, Shane. Have a great day. Fine, haven't heard. What's it like?
Hi, Shane.
And there's the War Department. We're at Walmart. N4ZLK and 0TR, clear with your finals.
And yes, Tom, Isla's doing great. She's home. Had a doctor's appointment today, a first checkup. She's been home a week now. She's fussy, you know, like all newborns are, but she's sleeping and eating well, so that's good. So far, everything's going well. You two have a good day, and thank you for asking. We'll talk to you later. N0TR, N4ZLK.